Had a wonderful lunch, so we're going to get started again. I'm going to ask you firstly to just make sure all your phones are on silent, please, and to not leave the session while it's on. And then I'd like to introduce Jonathan Lumley. You have fans in the business. From East Coast Radio and Jacaranda FM, who's going to talk to us about some examples of powerful radio. Please leave your questions until the end.
Thanks so much. Hi, everyone. Thanks very much for coming to the session. This might be a little bit different to what you may have expected in terms of the promotional side of things. What I'm going to be talking about is not only the promotions that we probably all know and love. When Debbie and myself used to work together at East Coast Radio, we always ascertained there were literally 9 promotions across the world. That's it. We reskin them in a zillion different ways. And the more I actually work in promotions, the more I believe that's true, and probably even less than 9. But we'll get to that in just a short while. The title of the presentation, Powerful Promotions, is just part of the whole thing in terms of competitions and promotions in radio. And that is, if it alliterates, it works. And the reason for that is, when you have a look at the list of comps that we've implemented on Jacaranda as well as East Coast Radio over the years, you can see Secret Stash there. Secret Sound, we're currently running on Jacaranda FM as a breakfast promotion. We've got Pick Your Prize, Beat the Bank, you know, Cash Countdown. And for those of you who are really into the industry, you will notice that a lot of these, for example, like The Fugitive and Times Square Bandit, are one and the same thing. They've been reskinned in different ways. Whether it's for the clients or whether it's for the station concerned, we try and get the best out of each promotion and try and bring it to a different level in most instances, which I'll go into in a short while. We'll come back to this in a bit as well. So why promotions and why competitions? Now, I've been involved with radio for all of my life. I was from basically high school, I was involved in radio. And I think I learned quite early on that promotions and comps and anything happening in the back room, the engine room of a radio station is where the real action happens. There's a lot more control there. And having godlike tendencies, I felt that that's where I needed to be. So promotions in terms of what we do on air is very important with our audience. We watch games. We play games all the time. Most Saturdays, you've got people sitting in front of TVs watching people with funny shaped rugby balls or round balls or little balls, big balls. We play games in, you know, in a social situation with regards cell phones, the technology of things as well. People are playing games more often, board games with families, maybe not so much as before, but certainly the start of games and the reason why we were involved in games is very important to us. I've got a quote there as well, just from Victor Manrique, just saying that we play games because they make us happy. And they really do. And that's really important with our radio audience, to be honest. You don't want to do a game on air which belittles somebody. You don't want to do a game on air that makes somebody feel stupid. And believe it or not, there's a lot of instances where that does happen. You know, just answer the simple question. Yeah, it might not be simple to that caller. And there's various instances where you just have to stress test what you're doing on air and creating a game that is easy for the audience to participate and therefore greater engagement. Which is exactly what takes me through to being engaged and involved with an audience. Now, Marco talked about it earlier from Colony. If you missed the presentation from himself, we're very involved together in terms of how we get an audience engaged and involved from our radio stations. But more especially, it's for the clients and for the station itself. So you're standing in a camp where our radio stations particularly do not run major station promotions unless a client is involved. So we have a duty to the clients concerned in the way that the competition is going to run. It has to achieve a certain number of objectives for them and then also for the station. So I've got my 2 programming managers sitting over here and the head of radio who will have my guts for garters on a regular basis to say, hey, listen, we've got this problem with this particular promotion because it doesn't fulfill what we need on the radio station itself. So it is very difficult to balance these two things. But in terms of what we do on both East Coast Radio and Jacaranda, I think we achieve that particularly well. And I'll go into reason why in just a short while. Competitions and promotions help check against your audience. This is something that Marco did touch on as well. And it's particularly important because you've got live data that's coming through. Your competitions and promotions, and I'm a bit of a fanboy when it comes to any of the information that's coming through. We start a promotion, I'll immediately inform that we've got 10,000 SMSs, so many interactions. What's going on social media? Are we trending? Aren't we trending? Why aren't we trending? Are we doing enough live reads? What's actually happening on air? Are we talking about the promotion enough? Why are we not getting the engagement? And this is Monday. So by the end of the week, presenters are fairly sick of me. But in terms of that, you are getting live data, and that's something that Marco did bring up, and it's very, very important because if the data that comes back from an engaged audience is not matching up with the data that you're getting from a case study, a market study, or even the BRC RAMs, there's a problem. And I kind of like leave it there because you really do need to look at what we've got in terms of information coming through to the radio station and what that actually means to an engaged audience. So the old radio adage is that you've got a total audience, whatever that is, your holy triangle, if you will, your total audience, whether it's 2 million listeners, whether it's 1 million listeners, whether you're a small station, you've only got 50,000 listeners. That's your total audience, your universe. The old radio adage from way, way back when I started this was that only 1% of your total audience would participate in any competition. That may be true when it comes to a weekly. So for example, if you've got Vodacom giving away a 5,000 rand cash prize in breakfast, SMS the short code and we could pick you for a particular moment on air, take you to air, you get awarded 5,000 rand. You might find that we get an engagement level of maybe 5,000 SMSs for that particular week. Which is not bad, but what you really want to do is get 20 to 30% of your total station audience involved in a competition. And that's what we're particularly good at East Coast Radio and Jacaranda FM. And if I'm blowing my horn, I think I deserve to. We've had promotions that we've done on both stations that have received over 650,000 SMSs. We've had 400,000 of those unique. We have an engaged audience that's currently running around the streets of Johannesburg and Pretoria looking for the Times Square Bandit. And we've got measurables that are in place now to be able to go to a client and say, hey, listen, we think this is the right promotion for you because it engages an audience in a particular way and it also garners a response for your product, your brand, and exactly what you need to achieve in terms of objectives, which is obviously one of those sessions that you have to outline with the clients up front just to find out what their objectives actually are. So in this instance, if I can, Times Square Bandits, being a Sun International property with Times Square, their new property, their new casino, their main thing is footfall. I mean, yeah, Times Square Bandit really creates massive footfall today. I was there this morning, and we've got hundreds of people running around the complex looking for a particular guy because there's a bounty on his head. So we've got a metric in terms of that's what's happening. We know we can track footfall from a casino. They've got these lovely little clickers that see the amount of feet coming in. So we'll get that information back. But further to that, we've also got other metrics in place. So for the first time ever, with something like Times Square Bandit, we've got a dashboard which is available on the Mobi site, which is rendered also through the Jacaranda FM app. So you can listen to the station while on the move, and you go to the WIM page, there's a little dashboard, renders beautifully on your phone. You can listen to the clues that are going out on air, and at the same time you can read the Twitter feed, the additional clues, how to play the game. So it renders quite beautifully, and it's an important factor, and we've got some very nice measurables in place, and that will obviously just go back to the client in terms of how the engagement was. What I'd like to point out, though, if you want to get a large number of your audience involved in any particular promotion or competition, these are really the three defining things. It's the offer, the ease of the competition in terms of taking up that offer, and also the timing. Now, the offer itself, I remember reading I think it was like a Monty Python or something many years ago, and it was, what is the minimum prize value you can create for somebody to do something stupid? We think it's about 10,000 Rand. And I say that quite flippantly, but you know, there is a certain level of engagement that you will get from putting an offer together. Yes, in the radio industry, we can call certain individuals prize pigs. We call them totally engaged listeners. And these particular individuals will take up an offer that is rewarding to them. So, for example, you will still get a certain number of individuals who are taking part in a particular promotion because it's 5,000 Rand and they want to win that. In the terms of the Fugitive or the Times Square Bandit, you've got individuals that are running around physically going out to try and find an individual. What I'm going to point out in just a short while is how your level of engagement and involvement from your audience also detracts from the amount of entries that you could possibly get for a particular promotion. The ease of the competition is also important. The more you ask from your audience, and I'm not just talking about hoops, i.e. you have to SMS, then you need to find a camel, then you need to go up Kilimanjaro, then you come back, bake a cake, and then you could possibly win a prize, is not going to garner a huge response. It really isn't. It doesn't even matter if you've got a million Rand up for grabs. People are just going to go, it's just way too much effort. And I also believe that in latter days, we've also got an issue with not only the amount of distractions available, but people just don't have the time. So you've got to make it quick. You've got to make it easy. And then the timing, which you can't always predict. When we launched the Times Square Bandit just 3 weeks ago, nobody anticipated the strike that was going to happen with the taxis. So, you know, you have to be agile enough to change things and be able to adjust the offer to the audience. There's a lot of involved, and also the mood of the general audience. So we all believe in radio that we are the most important things on the planet, and when we launch something, we really expect the audience to get involved. That's not always the case. We do have to talk it about a bit more often, and we have to drill it into the audience, particularly in promotions, in order to get the response that we would require. In that instance, for example, if we take up an offer to get individuals involved, but we have major political upheaval in the country, or if there is something else happening in terms of fires that we just recently had, if, for example, people are more concerned about whether they have water in their own taps, you're not going to get a response. So the timing is very important. In terms of planning, those three things are absolutely crucial. So in terms of these particular promotions that we've put together, and forgive me if you don't know all of them and what they are. I can just quickly go through them in terms of Cash Countdown or Cash. You got Cash Up or Cash Countdown. You basically have a telephone, your phone that rings, and you've got to answer it with a phrase that pays in a particular time. Otherwise, with every ring, it's the money runs out. You can combine certain promotions together. So Cash Countdown also involves a phrase that pays. And that's what we basically do all the time in promotions, is take various mechanics and mix them up to create new promotions. Double Up was an invention of our National Sales House, and it basically involves having the same artist play twice, back to back, which, of course, the music managers love to pieces. Pay Your Bills is a worldwide radio competition, happens basically on every major radio station in the world every January, including ours. And that really is not a major promotion in terms of prize money. It's more to do with the stories. So we pay people's bills, but it's not Eradicate Your Debt. That's not the name of the promotion, or Pay for Your Ferrari. Which we do get. I mean, we do get people going, I've just bought a Mercedes-Benz, da-da-da-da. Can you please? No, we're not going to pay for it. Which is very funny, but the engagement in terms of this is the stories. And I think that's very important. You have to remember that a lot of the promotions that we run are simple SMS in, you get something back, we could take you to air. Quiz games are also great engagement. But Pay Your Bills is a particularly special promotion because you are asking for the reasons why these bills have come about. And somebody who has cancer and needs an operation or needs to go to a doctor is equally important as somebody who just wants an 850 Rand DSTV bill paid. It's of equal importance in their lives. And it's great to bring stuff like that to life. This is a grid, and now we get all very scientific, so I hope the food is settled. What I've got on the left-hand side is the engagement and interest in terms of low, medium, high, and the number of entries. So if you've got the basic type of competition, i.e. hide-and-seek, which is the fugitive type game, you'll get high levels of engagement and interest, not only from people on the streets, but also from whatever metrics you've put into place on social media or online. But you will have a low number of entries. Not only a low number of winners, but you'll have a low number of entries. Moving across that top scale, you'll get a high number of interest and engagement with quiz games. It's the reason why East Coast Radio has run something like the Grand Challenge for years. I think 947 and KFM use Pop Quiz, which is virtually the same thing, except you need to come up with the answers as opposed to having two options given to you. And then a cash up, cash countdown type competition in terms of cash countdown or beat the bomb, very high engagement, high number of entries. And this seems to work in just about every single case. I'll go into the X and Y axis graphs, and you think I'm kidding just now. But we do note that in every single instance, not in terms of total numbers, I think on both stations for East Coast and Jacaranda, when we ran a cash countdown comp, we had about 600,000 odd SMSs on each station, which is hugely significant. Office bus, once again, there's a medium engagement and interest. Predicts identified a code that's like secret sound or song lyrics or in scramble type competitions. You have a medium number of entries in terms of the medium number of engagement and interest. And then a random giveaway really gives you the lowest engagement for a general audience, but you do get a fairly high number of entries. So what we're looking at is your audience and the time it takes for them to get involved. Now, this is particularly interesting because in every single promo cycle, you will see exactly the same graph. Your number of entries on the left-hand side, on the y-axis in terms of the time, that's the bottom. And I'm sorry, this is really mathematical, but it is of very important interest. And it's something that Marco was bringing up. Why do we start at a zero base with any promotion? And I'm not talking about a club that you have already people automatically involved. I think CPA requirements would preclude us from doing something like that. But in most instances, we start a promotion at a zero base on the Monday. It grows. We have peaks on a Wednesday or Thursday, particularly on a Thursday, and it goes down on a Friday. Guaranteed. So much so that even if you bring it back, and I'm talking about whether we have a break for a week in terms of the fugitive, we took a break from that at East Coast Radio for a week and then brought it back, the same level of engagement happens. The same or a similar graph, in fact, takes place. And that was, like I say, that was a week break. We've had breaks from promotions where it's been a couple of months, other ones where we've come back to the same promotion after a year and yielded the same sort of results. You might note that either the entries go up or down, but the graph virtually remains the same. And if you don't believe me, this is actually a real case study from Colony. And as you can see, excuse me, you can note any idea what those massive spikes were? Money. So as you can see, just on the far left-hand side, start of a promotion, very little engagement, going down, and then basically building itself up. Excuse me, I do have a cold and my throat's now playing out. Excuse me. Sorry, any questions on that? Steve.
What do you say to your clients 2-3 weeks in where the engagement's dropped to virtually nothing?
I say, give me more money. No, not at all. Look, it depends what your strategy is. In this particular instance, it's a daily competition. It's on for a year in terms of a contract. So what we do in these instances is to go, look, we've got, and I'm just taking a look. That first number on the side is 200. So to have 30 to 40 entries a day for a daily comp is really not insignificant. But when you start changing the mechanics slightly, or asking people to get involved in a particularly different way, or maybe you want to spin it up in some ways. You might, for example, in a quiz competition, go, we're only going to pay on a jackpot amount. So you get all 10 questions right, and you'll get the jackpot. Or alternatively, you could go, my apologies. You could go, for every question you get correct, you will win a certain amount of money. Any other questions? Sorry, just on these spikes and valleys while I cough like a walrus. My apologies. Right. So in terms of picking the right promotion, and this is something, and once again, it alliterates, pick the promotion, yes? You should be really chatting to your client just to find out exactly what their objectives are. There's nothing worse than running the promotion for a client that you went in on with the belief that their return on investment was X, and they come back and go, well, it was actually Y. And invariably, it's because the marketing managers changed in the middle of the promotion. They didn't sign it off. But, you know, these things are real life. Picking the right promotion is particularly important with radio promotions in terms of what we can do, what we can layer. FM, to me, is still one of the most important engagements. It really, really is. We can gauge it with the number of SMSs or WhatsApps or social media engagements that you want. Apps and supporting games, also incredibly important. Kakiso Media particularly have made great strides in the last few years to be able to gamify not only what's happening on air, but also render it in a different way. So, for example, and I'll use the Times Square Bandit again, because we've got a little arcade game that you can play online while you wait, you know. So there's different levels of engagement and to keep people amused. Social media and activations, also incredibly important when picking the right promotion. We've just finished a Vodacom competition, which involved a number of activations. And that was the main focus. In fact, it was activations and social media, with FM being third. So it's always important to try and layer what you're trying to create, and in terms of what engagement you want from the audience, and also the number of entries. Because in certain instances, the client doesn't want mass amounts of SMSs or, you know, audience entering. They do if they're, for example, an insurance client and they're looking to try and gain as many leads as possible. But in certain other instances, they're looking for quality leads. And that means low levels of engagement, low levels of entries. The most important thing, though, I leave to last in any promotion is really just this. T's and C's apply. Thanks very much, everyone. Thanks for your time. If there's any questions or comments or anything you want me to go back on, you can send me a voice note and you could win 5,000 Rand. All good? Yeah.
Can I just ask, one of the things that you mentioned was that almost plot of the things that got the most engagement and then the things that got the most interaction. What were the sort of elements that actually defined that? Were there things that you could point to and say the reason why this was so effective is because?
I think it goes back to those three, those points. What's the offer? Is it easy to take part? And the timing. And in that particular instance, and every time we've run it, weirdly enough, it just hits the sweet spot. So it's high levels of engagement, high levels of entries. You know, there's nothing more delightful than having a promotion that you know people are talking about. So much so, I mean, many years ago, I think Debbie and I ran Ring Ring Ka-Ching, and it's a cash countdown competition, so it's ring, ring, and then you answer with ka-ching, you know, not rocket science, it's very, very easy. But there were significant amounts of money that we were giving away, and that was being run in KZN exclusively on East Coast Radio. For my mother to get a phone call from, well, she was phoning somebody here in Joburg, and somebody answered with ka-ching. And she said, I know why you've said that, but, you know, nobody else would in Joburg. So, you know, to go that sort of reach beyond even the borders is pretty cool for, you know, a regional radio station. It really is. Sorry, it was a question at the back, no? Fantastic. Thanks, everyone.